Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Hey, coming up this weekend, Mega Championship Wrestling with the Friends of Murray Ridge present Breaking Down Barrier 7. Should be a really awesome show. And here to tell us more about Breaking Barrier 7, we've got three gentlemen in studio with us. We've got Jim Nagy with Friends of Murray Ridge. We've got Jeff Traxler with Mega Championship Wrestling and a Hall of Famer, and Mad Dog Manson. Guys, thank you very much for joining us here in studio to talk about Breaking Down Barrier 7, Saturday, May 20th. And for those who don't know what Breaking Down Barriers is, kind of enlighten us and tell us about Breaking Down Barriers. And you can't have six previous without this thing being very successful, so tell us all about Breaking Down Barriers.
Yeah, well, like you said, this is number 7, and what Breaking Down Barriers is, it's a community event. It's a professional wrestling show that Mega Championship Wrestling puts on around May of every year. And what it does, it benefits Friends of Murray Ridge, which is the fundraising arm of Murray Ridge. And it's a great, fun night. Like I said, there's wrestling, but we also have involvement from the community. Lots of local businesses donate some items for us so we can raffle those off as well. And just want everybody to come out and enjoy a night of professional wrestling.
So for those who aren't familiar as well, too, who's on the card for Saturday? I think you guys open the doors, right, at 5:30?
Yeah. For our regular fans, we normally open the doors at 6. For Breaking Down Barriers, we open a little bit early because it's usually such a big crowd. It takes extra time to get people in, which is a good problem to have. So 5:30 is when doors open. The card, we've got Joshua Singh, we've got Jocelyn Navarro, we've got the new Mega Champion Jackson Stone, we've got Gregory Iron, who is the only professional wrestler in the world with cerebral palsy, and a whole list of others.
Wow, sounds fantastic. And, you know, we mentioned earlier, you can't be successful and have 7 of these things, so it's pretty cool you guys are hosting the 7th. Jim, from your perspective, you take a look at Breaking Down Barriers, the previous 6. What makes this so special to you?
Well, the Friends of Murray Ridge is an organization that helps people with developmental disabilities in Lorain County. Basically, it's an offshoot of the Murray Ridge Center, and what they do is they do fundraisers, and they help out families who, where Medicaid might not cover everything or they're having trouble. And basically, they raise the money and they help the people with developmental disabilities. And what it means to me is I've been at the Murray Ridge Center now for 25 years. And, you know, it is a tremendous honor and a tremendous responsibility to serve the people with developmental disabilities in Lorain County. But it's a job that I absolutely adore, and so do all the people that I work with.
Now, how did this all come together? I mean, this is a pretty impressive run. You know, for those who maybe aren't part of the professional wrestling scene, it's tough to make it out there. It really is. And the fact that you guys have had 6 others, that really is pretty awesome. How did this come together? How did you guys originally team up with this idea?
You want to take that one, or you want me to take that one?
I think I should take that.
Uh-oh. Whoa, okay.
Well, basically what happened, by the way, this is Mad Dog Manson. What happened was Jeff and I were having a conversation one day about how important it is for you to give back to your community. So we decided that we wanted to help out our buddy Jim Nagy, and we wanted to help raise some money for all of those folks who are at Murray Ridge. So Jeff and I decided, hey, let's do this. Why not beat some skulls in, knock some people down, and raise some money for an excellent cause?
Mad Dog, I don't think anybody would argue with that. But then again, I'm not quite sure anybody would argue with you, period. You've been a part of a lot of these. Is there one Breaking Down Barriers memory you have that stands out above all the rest?
Any time that I can get in the ring and I can beat people up and not have to worry about incarceration is the highlight of my day. But every Breaking Down Barriers, the thing that means the most to me is watching the fans. We are here for the fans. Without them, we're nothing. So signing autographs, taking pictures, it's what I live for. I might be retired, but that never gets old.
You never know. Mad Dog is retired by being in studio with him. He still looks like he could go toe-to-toe with just about anyone. Again, we're talking with Jim Nagy, Jeff Traxler, and Mad Dog Manson about Breaking Down Barrier 7. It takes place this Saturday. Mega Championship Wrestling putting this event on with Friends of Murray Ridge. And, Jeff, we can get you back in here for just a second. I know tickets are still available out there. Where can folks go to get tickets for this event?
If you're in town here, you can go to a couple different places. We're at Keith's Comics, which is 394 Broad Street, Powerhouse Gym, which is 419 Broad Street, and there's two Circle K locations, which is 402 East Broad and 705 Oberon Elyria Road. Or if you want to grab them online, you can go to megachampionshipwrestling.com, and there's a link there to buy tickets online.
And professional wrestling might not be everybody's, you know, cup of tea, but this is for an excellent cause, and it helps serve the people in Lorain County with developmental disabilities. So come out, spend a little money, help us raise some funds for the Friends of Murray Ridge, and we would certainly appreciate it.
Well, of course, it would be great to see everybody come out here and enjoy this event, because I know you guys put on an excellent show. Jeff, the last time we had you on the show, you were talking about a show a couple of months ago, and I know for you, well, every show is very important, this one Absolutely. Certainly stands out. There's no question about that because of what this is for, what this stands for, how long you guys have been doing this. You know, every show that you guys put on, you know, for you especially, trying to promote this thing and get this out there for people to see, it's an especially tough thing to do to get the message out there. But I would imagine for you, Breaking Down Barriers is really probably the coolest event that you put on because you know who benefits from it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the big highlight of the calendar year for us. We have our anniversary show every December, but Breaking Down Barriers has kind of become our WrestleMania. That's the top of the pinnacle for us every year, and it's always great to see the fans come out to a show, but once the show that's for a cause, it makes it even better for all of us.
Well, I'll pose the same question to Jim and Jeff here that I posed to Mad Dog earlier. You know, do you guys have a favorite memory of the previous six Breaking Down Barrier shows that really kind of stand out in your mind? Because, again, I know to you guys it's a really special event, but is there one particular moment that stands out, maybe not necessarily in-ring, maybe it happened outside the ring, is there one special moment that you can remember from the previous six Breaking Down Barriers?
You know, that's a tough one. I don't know if I could actually pick anything out. To tell you the truth, when these shows are going on, I'm running around so crazy trying to coordinate everything. I don't get to fully appreciate everything, but I think when it's all said and done, and later on when we get to present that check to Murray Ridge, that's always the highlight for me, because we can see that physical marker of what we've done, and it makes it the 4 or 5 hours just that day running around insane worth it all.
Jim, how about you? Any memories that stand out in your mind?
Just watching all the wrestlers interact with the regular MCW fans and the influx of fans that we get from the Murray Ridge Center. The looks on their faces is incredible. They're actually, I'm getting an autograph from a professional wrestler. We have to turn guys away from this show. We hear from people all over who want to come and work this show, but we don't have enough people. So the best memory is just watching the reaction of all of the fans, but especially our fans from Murray Ridge.
I think that says something right there, too, the fact that you've got to turn guys away that really want to work this show. That tells you right there just how successful this has been. Again, Saturday, Breaking Down Barrier 7, Mega Championship Wrestling putting this on in conjunction with Friends of Murray Ridge. Ticket prices, I understand you can save some money if you buy before you get to the day of, right?
That's right. Before Saturday, they are starting at $10 for your general admission. And if there's any left, I haven't checked yet today. Front row starts at $13. They bump up a little bit the day of the show, but right now starting at $10.
Okay, well, that's a steal of a deal. I mean, again, it goes to a great cause, and I know Mad Dog probably has something to say to somebody out there that's just on the fence, maybe just thinking about going to this show. Trust me, you don't want to just think about it, and Mad Dog will tell you, if you're thinking about it, you better change your mind real quick, and you better pick up the phone, and you better buy those tickets.
That's right!
Well, that's all he needs to say. I mean, being retired over all these years, you know, Mad Dog, sometimes he's a man of very few words. Sometimes he's a man of many words.
Hey, don't confuse being retired for being dead. I prophesize that at least somebody might get one upside the head from Mad Dog Manson on Saturday, because you never know.
You don't want to get in Mad Dog's way. Make Mad Dog happy. Make all of us happy. Head on down this weekend, this Saturday, May 20th. This is taking place at the St. John's Gymnasium, correct?
Yes.
All right, so head on down to St. John's Gymnasium. Tickets still available Saturday, May 20th. Mega Championship Wrestling with Friends of Murray Ridge putting on the Breaking Down Barriers 7 show. Guys, thanks a ton for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll return with more after this on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.